Here at the 2011 SCAC Softball Championships in Greencastle, Indiana, from the campus of DePaul University, I'm joined by DePaul University head softball coach Bonnie Scrinta today. DePaul picking up their third SCAC softball title in the last 4 years with a 3-2 victory over Trinity University. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach, tough, hard-fought weekend for your team throughout the entire week. Just talk about your opening thoughts on not only how they played today, but throughout the entire weekend.
Oh, I'm really proud of our team and their program and our grounds crew and our staff because they did a great job putting on a tournament and staying focused with a lot of distractions. But I'm also just always blown away by how talented those SCAC opponents are because this is such a tough tournament and they all came today, this weekend, to play. There was six of us here and it was a battle from Friday on.
Coach, key moment in the game, Trinity took a 2-0 lead. Haley Buchanan strides to the plate, two runners on, two outs, and then has that game-changing moment with her three-run home run. Take me through it from your point of view, standing down there on third place.
You know, I it's hard to go back before it because before it I knew we'd only have a few opportunities to score in this game. I didn't think it was going to be where every inning we were going to be able to put one up. The Trinity's been outstanding. So I think we had left some runners on already early in the game, and my thoughts with Haley, she's been battling and battling. I know we've been doing a lot of talking about her swing, and I was asking her to be patient. It'll come, and all I was looking for was a good, hard contact, and when she found the pitch she wanted, I was very focused on them hitting every base because I deep down knew that might be our last scoring opportunity for today.
Coach, throughout the weekend, Emily Bickler quietly put together three really solid games there in the circle for you. Just talk about her performance, not only in the SCAC championship game today, but throughout the entire weekend.
Well, I think you said it best with the word quietly, because it was. I mean, Emily isn't overpowering. She does her job. She executes. She was working really well with Amy Hallett, who's our sophomore catcher, and they're both classmates. But today, she didn't try to do more than she could. She had her game plan, and she stuck to it. She played definitely within herself, and she put the ball where our defenders could make the plays, and what an outstanding job for such a young pitcher in such a very difficult tournament.
Coach, we've talked all throughout the season about this veteran lineup and how many juniors and seniors and upperclassmen you have. Such a talented senior class. One of those seniors, Brianne Weeks, today had an outstanding game, not only at the plate 3-for-3, but two or three just outstanding web gems out there in the field. Just talk about how exceptional she was today.
Oh, she has been exceptional, and I'm just so happy to see that. If we go through the course of SCAC tournaments, it's been a more difficult tournament for Bree in the sense of seeing teams that she hasn't seen, and we're usually on fields that she's not familiar with. But I think being home here in front of her crowd and being a senior, and she definitely, her, Emma, and Ashley, our three leaders, really came with composure. They knew this was a big day, but they kept it within the team. And yeah, she made really hard plays look easy today, and I think that gives her other teammates really a lot of confidence. Says, "Up, oh, Bree's on, we're on." And I'm just so proud of her for a senior performance.
Coach, we talked earlier in the week about how, you know, last year the result wasn't what you were looking for and how it wasn't necessarily on the girls' mind, but I know it was in the back of your mind. Now that we've played out this SCAC championship and you were able to get your third title in the last 4 years, how nice is it to come back and be back as a champion?
Oh, it's really great, and I'm proud of the girls, especially since I think this is a little bittersweet here. We're leaving the SCAC, and we just finished a very long year of DePaul sports versus a rival of Trinity on our field, and they put such an amazing athletic program out there, and the talk on campus is usually, you know, Trinity DePaul, and it does feel great to have the trophy back here for the team. This team has worked so hard, and then you I'm going to answer a different question, but you mentioned our juniors and our seniors, and I'm just so happy that there's a lot more softball to be played with them because this is a great group to work with.
Coach, and you mentioned there's a lot more softball to be played. Obviously, with the SCAC title, unlike last year, you don't have to lose any sleep. You know you're in the NCAA tournament and have a chance to make another run in the NCAA national tournament. I know when I talk to coaches after they've won a championship, one of the things they're most excited about is they get to keep practicing with their team. Coaches don't like to see the team end, the season end. You get to keep practicing with this group. What do you need to continue to do with this group to get better at, improve at, and continue to do well that you're already doing great to try and make another run in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, well, first we're going to dry off our rain boots. That's the first thing we're going to do. But this team, I mean, I think you're right. And knowing that we're there, we can go on training with a clear head on what we need to do. Right now it is a little bit of rest. There's a maintenance in what we're doing. This is a long weekend. It's nice to be home. The girls have a senior day on Saturday versus Wash U, which is another great regional rival. So everyone's pretty pumped for that. And they're running a breast cancer fundraiser, and I'm really glad we have a game in there just so that'll keep us on track. But a little rest, a little maintenance, and they're going to see a lot of pitching because I think our offense is what really keeps us in this game and keeps Emily fired up on the mound to know that her team's ready to put one or two through every few innings.
DePauw University head softball coach Bonnie Skrintig and DePauw picking up their third SCAC titles day in the last 4 years with a 3-2 win over Trinity University. Coach, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you.